Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Beis. We left off on the top of daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots, four lines from the top of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by the Bookbinder family, Lezecher Nishmas Ruth Simon Aleh Shalom Rachel Perel Bas Avram, who is an outstanding contributor to South Shore, May, and many other mostos, and Hashem Shev and Aliyah from the Zuchos of our learning. So again, we're holding up Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots. The Gemara is going to, we finished our discussion of Rov yesterday. 2 days ago was Chazaka. Yesterday was Rov. Today we're going to begin with two explanations of a case the Gemara is going to tell us that there is a case. Rav Nachman Amarav tells us there is a case where you need to see the entire Shechita Mitchila Vatsov, and it's a Chiddush that you need to see the entire Shechita Mitchila Vatsov. So what exactly is the case where that's both true and that it's a Chiddush that you need to see the entire Shechita Mitchila Vatsov? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you send a shliach to shecht, or to, let's say, take truma for you, and then you go and you find that the animal is shechted, or that the truma is already taken. Do you assume that shliachos or shlichuso? Do we assume that whoever did the shchita, kol matzui netzel shchita mumchenheim? The Gemara is going to discuss whether that's true, that rov matzui netzel shchita mumchenheim, is that a machlokas tanaim? How early does that debate? Whether we assume that if you find an animal shechted, that probably someone who knew what he was doing did the Shechita, so how early does that debate go? Maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. We're also going to talk about what happens if you lost an animal and then you find it, but it's shechted already by the time you find it. So when you're using this rov of rov mitzvah netzel shechita mumchenheim, maybe it depends on where you find the animal. Do you find it in a bayis? Do you find it in an ashpa? What if you find it in an ashpa shebe bayis? So Gemara is going to have that discussion, but again, all related on Amud Aleph pretty much to this idea of rov mitzvah netzel shechita mumchenheim, that the assumption that if somebody is doing shechita, then they probably know what they're doing when it comes to shechita. And on Beis, we're going to talk about the issue of kavana when it comes to shechita. Can you give an animal to a katan to shecht? What if something happens where it's an obvious shechita shalom b'kavana? You throw a knife, and an animal just sticks its neck in the wrong spot as the knife slides right on by past past the animal's neck and does a shechita. How critical is kavana to the process of shechita? So let's begin two dots on daf yud beis amud aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Ra echad sheshachad. If a person sees somebody shechting, imra'o mitchila vatsof mutar lechol mishchita. So if you see the entire shechita beginning to end, you are then allowed to eat from mishchita. V'im lav asur lechol mishchita. So, but if you do not see the entire shechita beginning to end, you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. So says the Gemara, hechidami. What exactly is the case that we're talking about? And again, what we're looking for over here is a case where this is both true and it's a chiddush. Idia dia de gamar. If you know that the guy knows what he's doing, he's an expert shochet, lamali ra, why do you need to watch the entire thing from beginning to end? You can trust that he's doing a proper shechita. Vidia de lo gamar. And if you know the person doesn't know what he's doing, well then pshita, then obviously you need to see the entire thing. And if you don't see the entire thing, then you have to be choshesh shemadarsa, shemashaha. You have to be choshesh that maybe he did something incorrectly. So what could the case possibly be where this is both true and a chiddush? So says Gemara, two possibilities. Number one, velo de lo yada I gamir lo gamir. You don't know the fellow. You don't know if he's knowledgeable of hilchos shechita or not. So says Gemara, leima rov mitzui netzel shechita mumchenein. Well, shouldn't we say in such a case that you can rely on the rov? Most people who do shechita know what they're doing. Milo tanya, after all, don't we have a brisa that teaches us this exact lesson? That a resha matzah tarnagolas shechuta b'shuk. The brisa tells us, you're walking in the shuk and you find a tarnagolas that is shechted. Oh, sha'amar l'shlucho, or you tell your shliach, say shachot, go shech for me a tarnagolas. V'halach umatza shachut, and he went and he found that it's already been shechted. Cheskaso shachut, we assume that it was shechted properly. Why do you assume it was shechted properly? Alma amrin and rov mitzvah yinetzel shechita mumchenein, because we assume that most people who are going to do shechita are mumchen. Sachanami lema rov mitzvah yinetzel shechita mumchenein. If the case that we're dealing with is a person that you know nothing about doing the shechita, you have every right to assume that he knows what he's doing, because we apparently see that we have this rov. How do we see we have this rov? The Bryce had two cases. Number one, you find the tarnagolas just down in the shuk and it's shechted. And the second case, the Bryce says, you send your shliach to go shech, and by the time the shliach shows up, it's already shechted. What's the difference between case one and case two? I mean, the bottom line is, you find the shechted animal. Why do I care if I find the shechted animal or my shliach finds the shechted slaughtered animal. So Tosus points out that the second case is a greater chiddush. O shamal l'shlucho meikaratana matzar tarnagol l'shchutu b'shuk diikal lememra ba'aleh shachtua. First, the case is I find the stump, not my tarnagolas, a tarnagolas shechted in the shuk. Who shechted it? Whoever owned it shechted it. Someone who had a right to shecht it shechted it. V'hadra amar da'afilu amar l'shlucho u'matzoa shliach sheishchuta da'ashta shalob rishos nishchuta. Then the second case is a greater chiddush. I'm the owner of the tarnagolas. I send my shliach, please go shecht the tarnagolas. By the time the shliach arrives, someone else had shechted it, obviously unauthorized, because I'm the owner of the tarnagolas. I didn't ask somebody else to shecht it. So you have a ganav out there who's going around shechting animals. And even in that case, even though he's doing this without permission, shalob rishos nishchuta afilu hachi. You could still assume that he's going to do a shechita properly. You have this in a number of places where we assume by psuleidus and by other things that sometimes people are funny, that they're not going to care so much about dine mamonis, but they're very frum in beit adam l'makom when it comes to the daven with the talus over their head for sure. But as far as stealing a little bit, that not so much. So they're not so concerned. So it's not about the chomer iser per se. It's just that there are people like that are concerned about one thing and not the other. So that's the additional chiddush over here, that you can assume that the shechita is actually done properly. So says Gemara the Olam, so the case must be, again, we're looking for a case where you have to see the shechita mitchila v'yatzov, and it's a chiddush to tell me that you have to see it. So the Olam diyada delo gamir. Now we're dealing with the case of a guy that you know he doesn't know what he's doing. And therefore, obviously, l'chori shabzi mitchila v'yatzov, but here's why it's not obvious. Ukugon de shachat kaman chad simon shapir. You saw that he shechted one simon properly, that you have to shecht both simon, but you saw that he did one properly. So I would have a hava mina that you can make an assumption that if he did one properly, he probably did the other one properly as well. So that's a kamashmulan, that he got lucky on the first one, that you can't assume that he necessarily knows what he's doing or figured it out. And as far as the other simin, when it comes time to cut that, when you weren't looking, it could be that there was a shihia, it could be there was a drisa, you don't know, maybe it was a psul shchita that happens. So that is the case, and that is the first issue on our daf. That Rav Mitzvah Yitzel Shechita are mumchin, but the case where you need to watch a mitchila v'atzof, and it's a chiddush to say you need to watch a mitchila v'atzof, is someone who doesn't know what he's doing. You know that he doesn't know what he's doing, but he got half of it right. So still, you can't assume that he got all of it right unless you saw that he got all of it right. Boy minei Rav Dimi bar Yosef mei Rav Nachman. Let's say you have a case similar to the Brisa, but not exactly the same. You tell your shliach, go and shecht. Now this sounds like the same case the Brisa had, but it's different. It's not that the shliach went and found that it was already shechted. The shliach went on his way, you haven't seen him since. But you go back and you find your animal, and your animal's already shechted. So mahu. What's the halacha? Can you assume that it was your shliach that did the shechita and he knows what he's doing and therefore you're good? Or do you have to assume that that it wasn't shechted properly, because who knows who did the shechita? The shliach never reported back to you that he did it. You just know that you sent him to do it. So he said the halacha is that it's assumed to be shechted. That cheskas o shechut. So haomer l'shluchot seve tarom, or if you have a similar case, a guy says, go and take truma for me. V'halach, and again, the balabayis goes, umatzot tarom, and he finds that truma was taken, but the shliach never told him that truma was taken. So my, what's the din? In the Rosh Yosef, he gives two explanations. How does the balabayis know that there was truma taken from his peros? An animal shechted, you could see, but how do you know that the peros look like peros? How do you know the truma was taken? So firstly, he says he knows exactly how many peros he had, and now there's approximately 1/50th missing. So if approximately 2% is missing, so that's midabeinus, and that's you can assume that that's the sheer truma, and that truma was taken. Or it could be he didn't know how much he had, but now he finds some grain set aside, separate from the rest of it. He finds 98% of his grain in one pile, and 2% of his grain in another pile. Ah, so it must be that someone was mafresh truma. Not necessarily no saint truma, but there are two dinim by truma. There's hafreshas truma and there's nesinas truma. So someone was mafresh. Someone had designated it. So what's the din in these cases? Armalei ein cheskaso tarim. So he said, even though in the case where we said cheskaso, when you sent your shliach to shecht and you found it shechted cheskaso shachut, you could assume that it was good. By truma, you cannot assume that the truma was taken. So it says more manushach. Shouldn't we be consistent in these two cases? If there's a chazaka that shliach osu shlichuso, then even by truma, it should work. And if there's no chazaka shliach osu shlichuso, then even by shchita it should not work. How do we paskin whether chazaka shliach osu shlichuso or not? So the Tosos points out that in the Sugi Maseches Erevin, he points to the Sugi Maseches Erevin, and Erevin Daf Lamed Aleph Beis says that if someone sends his Erev, Biad Cherishot of a Katan, it's not a good Erev. But if he sends to someone else to be Mekabel from him, then it is a good Erev. So the Gemara over there explains that since he said to the other guy to be Mekabel from the Cherishot of a Katan and to take responsibility for it, and he was Mekabel the Shlichus, you could assume that he certainly fulfilled that Shlichus because Chazaka Shliach also. And there's machlokas there of Nachum of Sheshes. If you say such a thing, also by dinim dal raisa, maybe that was dafka by eruv, which is rabbanon that we sum chazaka shliach also shlichuso. According to Nachum on the dal raisa, there's no chazaka shliach also shlichuso, only by the rabbanon. And Rav Sheshes says, hey, even by a dal raisa, we assume chazaka shliach also shlichuso. The Rashi writes when Rav Nachman says in our sugya that there's no chazaka shliach also shlichuso, he means in a case like shchita and truma that are dal raisa and lakula, but things that are drabanon. Like Eruv, even the cooler of Nachman would be Moda, Chazaka Shliach Oso Shlichuso. And on a Doraisa, Lechurma, you'd say Chazaka Shliach Oso Shlichuso. So if you say, Tzei V'Kadesh Li'isha, and the Shliach dies, so the Meshaleach is Oso L'chol Anashim Shabiolam. Because you send someone, go be Mekadesh Nisha for me. The guy says, okay, what do you like? Which woman? I don't care, just find that. Whichever one agrees. You know, just find one, be Mekadesh. So the Shliach goes on his way, and you find out a week later, the Shliach died. So in such a case, it's a dalraisa, but l'chumra, you have to assume chazaka shliach osu shlichuso, that every woman in the world is usher, because she might be the one that, she might be the sister of, or mother of, the one that is your wife. Halavai, she should be the one, then you wouldn't have a problem, but she might be the sister of, or the mother of, she might be an erva. So la'alacha, tosav the raisa masach zeirvin, that Rabbeinu Shimshon paskins like Rav Sheshes, and Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rav Nachman. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from our sugya, where Asugi says the Olam ain Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso, even though it's Rav Nachman who's talking, but the Gemara leaves that way Lemaskana, and the Shoel apparently is Mekabel that answer. So that's what he assumes, that we assume like Rav Nachman that by Dinda Uraisa ain Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso. So that's what some have a chumra that sometimes you can increase the chances of Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso if you pay the Shliach, so that increases the chances of the Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso. So that's, I think, one of the Marcheshes, I think, writes, one of the poskim writes in the early part of the 20th century, that's where the minute came, that when kids bring shalach manos, that you give them a dollar or something. People give them some money when they bring shalach manos. Why? Because if they're a paid shliach, by mishalach manos, there's an Indian, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Binyan Tzion, even though the Binyan Tzion doesn't really say it, but he sort of alludes to this idea that maybe there's an Indian to dafka send it through a shliach, not to give it yourself. So who's the easiest shliach you have accessible to you? Very often it's your children. But they're a katan, you can say chazak shliach, by a katan. So that's even on a derabanan for a katan that he's going to be a good shliach. Oh, so you have to increase the chances that he's actually going to do the shlichus. So you pay the shliach, and then it increases the chances that he does the shlichus. That's how they explain. Okay, but anyway, back over here. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense to distinguish between truma and shchita. They're both dinim daraisa. So if you say chazak shliach osu shlichus, so you should assume that he did the job by both. And if you don't assume chazak shliach osu shlichus, so you should assume that he did the job by neither of them. So I'm like, he says, I'll give you the answer to this when you measure out for me a quart of salt. So Rashi says, that's just an expression, but it doesn't really it doesn't really translate well to our, we don't have that expression anymore. Measure me a quart of salt and then I'll give you the answer. Meaning, it's a way of expressing that I know that you need the answer and I have the answer, and you should value the Divrei Torah that I'm about to teach you. And here it is. So we really can cannot generally assume that the shliach did his job. And therefore, you found the animal shechted. You can't assume necessarily that it was the expert shochet that you sent to do the job who did the job. Someone else probably overheard you telling the shochet, and he went and shechted it. But even that somebody else, Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumkanein, you have the right to assume that that somebody else was an expert as well, because most people who would engage in shechita are people who know what they're doing when it comes to shechita. Truma, but when it comes to truma, Dilma Ina Shachrina Shamavazal Tarim, Havali Tarim Shlomidas, Tarim Shlomidas, Ina Shumasa Truma. But when it comes to truma, if somebody else heard you telling your shliach to be mafresh truma, and then he decided to do it, well, he wasn't authorized by you to take the truma, that's a Tarim Shlomidas. And a Tarim Shlomidas, the truma is invalid. If you look at Rashi, the shlichus to truma mi gam atem israbi. The Gemara derives the Indian of shlichus of truma from the Lashon of gam atem, atem gam atem, the rabbi shluchachem. That just like when you're mafresh shuma, it has to be with das, your shliach has to be with your das as well. And if the shliach is doing it on his own, he decided he's making himself the shliach to be mafresh shuma, that's not going to be valid. I could make myself somebody's shliach if it's going to be a zuchus for the person, and certainly the person doesn't want tevel, he's going to want somebody to fix his tevel to make it that it's no longer tevel. Yeah, but the Ksos formulated the phrase zachin la adam shelo b'fanav, but we don't say zachin me adam shelo b'fanav. You can't take something from somebody and use that as a zechus to and say that it's a zechus for him, and I'm therefore going to be his shliach. Only zachin le adam, and not zach. So if I see a metzia and I know you've been looking for that kind of item, and now it's total hefker, and I have no interest in it, but I know you want it, so I can pick it up and be zocha for you. I can make myself your shliach even though you're not there, because that's zachin le adam, but not zachin. Rashi points out over here that it's more fundamental than that when it comes to Truma, that it's not only not Zachem Me'adam, but it's that it needs to be Ledatchem in order for it to be valid. So says Gemara, this issue of Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita, Leimer Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchanein Tanayhi, this might be a Machlokes Tanayhi. Detanya, because we have a brisa as follows: Haresha avdulo gediyav v'tarnagolav v'halachu mitzat and shchutim. A person lost his goats and his chickens, and he goes and he finds that they're already shechted. Rabbi Yehuda oser, Rabbi Chinim Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili matir. Rabbi Yehuda says they're not kosher. Rabbi Chinim Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili says sure they are. Amr Rabbi nirin divre dvarim shel Rabbi Yehuda. How are we machriya between them? Says Rabbi, I think Rabbi Yehuda is correct that the raser shemitzan ba'ashba. If you find them in the ashpa, which is where people would discard nevelos if they, you know, if they don't have a kosher meat. V'divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Shlomo ben Yosi Aglili shemitzan bebayis. And I think Rabbi Chanina ben Shlomo ben Yosi Aglili would be correct that it is kosher if you find it in a bayis, because that's where people would keep it around, assuming it's kosher meat. So my lav b'haka miflagi. So aren't they arguing about this very issue? Demar savar amin rov mesina shchita mumchanein. Demar savar amin rov mesina shchita mumchanein. This machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Shlomo ben Yosi Aglili is exactly about this issue. You lost your animal, now you find that it's shechted. So who shechted it? Do you follow this rov that rov mesina shchita mumchanein? That's the machlokas. Amr Nachum Yitzchak lo. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says it's not at all the machlokas. To kuli alma Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchanein. It could be that everybody agrees that yes, Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita are mumchin. Ubibayis to kuli alma lo pligi dishari. And therefore, if you find your lost animal to be shechted and it's in a normal place, it's in a bayis, of course it's mutter according to everybody, because Rav Matzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchanein. But ashpa shebeshuk to kuli alma lo pligi dasher. If you find it in the place where people throw nevelos, say yes, you have rov mitzvah shechita mumchanein. But rov animals that are thrown in the ashpa shebeshuk are nevelos, so you have the right to assume that this is a nevela. You know, you have to look at the more narrow rov in this case. Those animals that are thrown in the ashpa are all nevelos. Alpi rov are nevelos, so that's a more narrow rov. You know, l'mashal na'adavar doma. We have, let's say, you have a city that's the Mishnah Horios talks about. You have a city that's where you find an abandoned baby. And you don't know, is the baby Jewish, is the baby not Jewish? So we say, the Mishnah says, you find the baby in Borough Park, or I guess now in the Five Towns, or in a very highly, densely, Jewishly populated area where rove of the people are Jewish. So then you say, okay, so the baby's a Jew. You follow the rove and you assume that the baby's a Jew. But what if the baby is a Chinese baby? right? So even though the rov of the people in the five towns are Jewish, rov of the Chinese people in the five towns are not, I don't think, are Jewish. I don't think we have that many Chinese Gerim in the, but right, rov are not Jewish. So you would follow the more narrow rov. You can't close your eyes and say, no, it's a rov. No, you follow the more narrow rov, as narrow as you can get the rov. So over here also, yeah, rov mitzvinei seshchita mumchanei. That's in general. But you find an animal that's mutal b'ashpa in the shuk, so that's where all the nevelos go. So that's the more narrow rov. Obviously, you're going to follow that rov. So that's not a machlokas either. Keep looking. You know what the whole machlokas is? Ba'ashpa shebebayis. If you find it in the ashpa shebebayis, so that's not necessarily where people throw their nevelos, but it's not a place where you'd expect to find kosher meat either. So mar savar adam asu lahatul nevelos ba'ashpa shebebayis. One shita holds, the one that has a problem with it, that says that it's asur, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that people throw nevelos in the Ashba Shabbais as well. Umar Savareina the Masilat in Nevelos of Ashba Shabbais. The other one says, no, why would a person throw their nevela in the Ashba Shabbais? It's going to start to smell, and why would you want to smell up your house? You throw it in the Ashba Shabashuk, you don't throw it in the Ashba Shabbais. So Amar Mar, Amar Rebbe, so we had just said previously, in this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanim ben Osho b'Yosei Glili, that Rebbe paskin, he was machriya between them. He paskined like Rabbi Yehuda in the case of the Ashba, and he paskined like Rabbi Chanim ben Osho b'Yosei Glili in the case of the Bayis. That Amar Rebbe nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda shemutzan ba'ashba. So my Ashba, which Ashba is he talking about where he says, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? If he's talking about where he's saying, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's for sure in Avela, if you find it in the Ashba Shabashuk, that's not paskining like Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'amrit, we just got through saying, Dukaliyam lo pligi dasir. Rabbi Chinyash ben Osho b'Yosei Glili will also say that if you find it in the Ashba Shabashuk, it's in Avela. Elolav pshita b'Ashba Shabbayis. Where Rebbe is paskining like Rabbi Yehuda is if it's found in the Ashba Shabbais, because that is the case where they argue. And he, in the case of Ashba Shabashuk, there's no machlokas, there's no need to paskin. But then Rebbe goes on to say, that I paskin like Rabbi Chanin Moshe B'Yosei Aglili, when you find it in the bias, that it must be kosher. Well, my bias, what does he mean by bias? Ilei me bias mamish, if it means that you literally find it in the bias, hamet kolam l'pligi d'shari, you don't need to paskin like Rabbi Chanin Moshe B'Yosei Aglili. Everyone agrees that it's mutter. We just got through saying that on the two extremes, in the Ashba Shabashuk, there's no machlokes. All Tanoim agree that it's nevela. In the bias, there's no machlokes. All Tanoim agree that it's kosher. So there's no need to paskin in either of those cases. So when he says, I paskin that it's mutter, when you find it in the bias, what must he mean? El Pshita, Biashba Shabbayis. He must mean that I paskin that it's mutter if you find it in the Ashba Shabbayis. Well then, Kasha the Rebbe Yad Rebbe. Well then, Rebbe is being Soser himself. Because on the one hand, he says that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda when it's in the Ashba Shabbayis. And on the other hand, he says he paskins like Rabbi Chanin Rosh HaBiyosei Glili when you find it in the Ashba Shabbayis. So what do we do with the Stira in how Rebbe chooses to paskin over here? So says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Here's what Rebbe really means to say. Nirin div Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Chanina b'noshol b'yosei aglili ba'ashba shabashuk. That Rabbi Chanina b'noshol b'yosei aglili would agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the case of Ashba Shabashuk. Meaning Rabbi's not being machriya, here's where I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, here's where I paskin like Rabbi Chanina b'noshol b'yosei aglili. No, what Rabbi's doing is he's saying that I think he's trying to express to us that everybody agrees when it's in the Ashba Shabashuk. Nirin means to all of the Tanaim, not to me, but to all of the earlier Tanaim, to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanin Rosh HaBiyosei Glili, they all agree b'yashba shabashuk. And you know why? Sha'af Rabbi Chanin Rosh HaBiyosei Glili lo nechlak ela ba'ashba shababayis. Because even Rabbi Chanin Rosh HaBiyosei Glili, who is matir, would only be matir in the Ashba shababayis. Meaning that's the only place where they have a machlokas. Aval b'yashba shabashuk, modile. But in the Ashba shabashuk, he'd be moda. And then the second half of Rabbi's veneering, and when he says veneering, he means that I think Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Chanin Moshe B'Yosei Glili if you find it mamish in a bias, because even Rabbi Yehuda would only disagree if it's in the Ashba Shebebayis. So that's how it all works out, that's how it all plays out, that the two extreme cases, there's no machlokas tonight whatsoever. The entire machlokas is only in the middle case of the Ashpa Shebabayas, that's where you have Machlok Sanayim, and there's no need to be Machriya in either of the extreme cases. Chutz Mecherishot V'Katan Shem Yekalkalu Eshchitasa. The Mishnah went on to say that we have to remind ourselves, you know, we started the Masechta. Kol Shochtin V'Shchitasin Ksheira. Everyone could shecht, and their shechita is going to be absolutely kosher. So you spend a lot of time dealing with what that means, what hakol means, but then the very next words, and the shechita is kosher, chutz mecherishot v'katan, except for cherishot v'katan, shama yikalkula shechitasim, because they might mess up the shechita. So says the Gemara, very strange lashon. We're saying shechitasim ksheira b'dievet. Anyone who's shechted, you could trust that it's probably kosher, except for cherishot v'katan. So how would you phrase that? Shema kilkulu shechitasim. Maybe they messed up, meaning that's why if you have the dead meat in front of you, you have the shechted animal in front of you, and it was shechted by cherishot v'katan, you can't eat it because shema kilkul. But it's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says shema yikalkalu. Maybe they will be mekalkel the shechita, but that doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the whole case. It's a bidyavet. Shema kilkalu lo katani, ala shema yikalkalu. It doesn't say shema kilkalu. Maybe they did mess up the shechita. It says shema yikalkalu. Maybe they will mess up the shechita. Amaravet zosameres ein mosan anachul lechadchila. This teaches us that the Mishnah is trying to teach the second halacha. Don't give them even chulin animal, even if it's not a korban. Don't give them even a chulin animal to shech lechadchila. You can't give that to a cherishot v'kam lechadchila. You always have to be concerned that maybe they will be mekalkel. They will be mekalkel the shechita. V'kulin sheshacht v'achem ronos and shechitas v'ksher. But then the Mishnah went on to say, but even a cherishot v'katan, if other people are watching them the entire time, then the shechita is going to be perfectly kosher. So man tana will be in on kavana l'shechita. Who's the opinion that says that you don't need kavana for shechita? Because the cherishot v'katan, we assume, are incapable of having kavana. So apparently you don't need kavana for shechita as long as someone else is standing there watching them. So Amarava Rabbi Nassan, that must be the opinion of Rabbi Nassan. Titani Oshaya Zira Dmin Chavraya, Oshaya Zira from a place called Chavraya taught Zorak Sakin, the Noatza Bekosel. If you threw a knife, because you're doing knife throwing, my Talmidim who are dating now I speak to Talmidim who are dating, so it's like a new thing for me, because I taught high school for all these years. So they tell me that a very popular date place is to go axe throwing. It's like this is startling to me, but it's a very popular thing that they do. So let's say you're throwing a knife. So you're throwing a knife to go into the wall, right? For all these years, like, well, what kind of Jew goes and throws a knife into the wall? But all of them, every man, woman, right? So you're throwing a knife into the wall to and then v'holcha v'shachta kedarka, and an animal says, oh, what's with all these knives flying? So he goes and he takes a look and slits right across his neck, right, and shachts the animal perfectly. So Rabbi Nassan machshir v'cham posin. Rabbi Nassan says that it's kosher. The Chumash say that it's possible. Oh, so Rabbi Nassan says, you were just trying to impress the girl. You weren't even trying to shech the animal. And then it turns out that the shechita is going to be kosher. So, who tani lo, who omer lo, halacha, Rabbi Nassan, that we paskin like Rabbi Nassan, that it's going to work. I vavi inon molech umevi, but wait, in order to do a shechita, it can't only go one direction. You have to be molech umevi. So how does the knife throwing, you're throwing it and it's supposed to like go right into the, I guess, the corkboard or whatever, the dartboard that's at the other end, it's supposed to go into the wall. So how are you going to get molech umevi? How's it going to go back? How's it going to go in both directions? So shahol chobo kedarka. No, it means that it was molech umevi. It bounced right off the wall, came right back while the animal's so startled, its neck was still there, right in the same spot, and it bounces right back, and it's both molech umevi against the wall. That's the ukimta that the Gemara has. Rashi says that what a strange ukimta. Meaning there's a much simpler way. You don't really have to be molech umevi by yeshchita. The halacha by yeshchita, you can't be dorm. You can't push down. So it has to be the sharpness of the blade, and therefore either you have to be molech umevi in order that it's the sharpness of the blade that's cutting, or you get a long enough knife where you could even just go in one direction, but it's long enough that it's sliding in one direction is enough to do a proper shechita. So Rashi points out over here, Sholcho bal kedarka shechadcha balichaso v'hiksa b'kosal v'chazer v'chadcha. The Mishnah is talking about a case it bounces off the wall and it cuts back on its way, and it cuts again on its way back. V'hu adinami dematzi l'tzrutzi b'tzaken sheyesh bo chutz l'tzaver k'melo tzaver. We also could have said that the knife is just double as long as the width of the neck of the animal, and that would be enough also to sagin balichaso l'chuda. And then even just going in one direction would be enough. K'dil kaman, as we're going to see later on. But we wanted to make this case work. We wanted to make the case of the Bryson work, even if you're using a very tiny knife. That, so we'd rather make that ukipta than just say you're using a larger knife. Very difficult, Rashi. No, we have to, the Gemara had two choices of how to make this brisa work. Either it's just it's a knife. You have a chicken whose neck is 1 inch thick, so you use a 2 inch knife that you're throwing. Or it's a knife that miraculously bounces off the wall and back into the animal's neck right on its way back. Ah, it's a strange ukimta. Rashi says, yeah, we'd rather say it's talking about a teeny tiny knife. So the Cheshek Shlomo says a lot of problems with Rashi. What forced the Gemara to say that we're talking in such a distant case, such a far-fetched case, that's kemat e'efshar b'metzius, that it could happen, rather than just say we're talking about a slightly larger knife? Furthermore, he says, how does the Gemara know that this chiddush is correct based on this brisa? That meaning it's a chiddush that because the shechita has to be done mikofo shel adam. So it's one thing if I throw the knife and it slices on its way, so that's my koach. But then it bounces off the wall and comes back. Is that still my koach? That's like a koach sheni already. That's using the force of the bouncing off of the wall. So it's a chiddush that would still count as a shechita. And we're deriving that chiddush from this brisa because you have to be molech umevi. But there's no hechrich for the chiddush. You could just say we're talking about a larger knife. So how could the Gemara derive such a chiddush from the brisa if the brisa has there's a much simpler way to explain the brisa? So it says Cheshek Shlomo, that's also difficult about Rashi. And also the sugya is not going to work very well according to the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shechita and the Ra'ah as well, that only when you are matiz kolarosh do you need chutz latzavar kamilot tzavar. Only if you're cutting off the entire head do you need that length of the knife. Otherwise, if you're just doing a regular shechita, you don't need the knife to be that long. So then the whole shakla v'tari of the Gemara doesn't make any sense because what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking, oh, you need to be molech umevi. Not true. You only need to be molech umevi if you're being matiz kol harosh according to the shitas Rambam. So how's the Rambam going to read our Gemara? So therefore, a number of the Achronim assume, the Cheshek Shlomo, the Or Sameach, that you have to say a different pshat in the Gemara. When it says Vabi'inan Moloch Mevi, what the Gemara is saying is that you can't have drisa. See, normally, if I were to tell you that someone threw a knife and killed an animal, so what would you assume? How would you assume that happened? You would assume that it was the force of the throw that went into the animal and killed the animal. Right? When you're throwing the axe, you'd assume that's what happened. But so the Gemara is asking, but you need molech umevi. That's not a kasher shechita, to throw a knife at an animal and kill the animal. Oh, the Gemara's answer is no. It was the knife was going smoothly across the room. The animal's neck was right there, and it slid across the animal's neck, and it was actually the sharpness and not the weight that did it. It wasn't that the animal was the target and the knife hit the animal as the target. Along the way toward the target, it slit the neck of the animal. That's the whole answer of the Gemara. Not that it's bouncing off of any wall and coming back. That would be ridiculous ukimta. The Zachronim say, the Cheshek Shlomo and others say. Another important point over here, Tosos, in the top Tosos, Man Tana Dvobin Kavana L'Shechita, the Gemara was looking, who's the Tana that says you don't need Kavana for Shechita? Where do we ever say you don't need Kavana for Shechita? We said that if you're watching the child do Shechita, that's good enough. And the child is unable to have Kavana. Says Tosos Temut, Dimash Malachu Decher Shot V'Kadon Lav B'nei Kavana Ninu, Afilu Achir Mamdun Al Gabon. It sounds from our Sugya that even when you're watching a child do Shechita, there is no Kavana for the Shechita. And the only way it's going to be kosher is if you don't need Kavana for the Shechita. Problem is, so far it's a get into none, hakol ksherim luktov as a get, afil cher shot of a katan, everyone could write a get, even a cher shot of a katan, uparach the Gemara, valo, lav b'nei deyaninu. And the Gemara asks, but cher shot of a katan are not b'nei deya. So how could they write a get? Umishani, shagadol omir al gadol. That if a gadol is watching the katan write a get, then it's a kosher get. So Alma b'nei kavana l'shmaninu k'shagadol omer al gabav. Apparently, having a gadol omer al gabav makes it that there is kavana. Not that, you see, you don't need kavana. The gadol supplies the kavana. The katan supplies the maisa. And together, that creates a sense of kavana. L'chora. So why would it be any different over here by shechita? So he said, no, a big difference. What's the gadol doing? Is he just observing or is he instructing? If the gadol is instructing, so he'll instruct to have kavan l'shma. A child on his own can never be trusted to have kavan l'shma. A gadol instructing will instruct kavan l'shma. In our case of the shechita, no one's instructing. The gadol is just watching the child do the shechita. Avogav de Bresh Pirkin, Kari Lacherim Ronos, a gadol omed al gabav. And then Tos says, Vim Tomer, the Parag Mitzvah Chalitza, Amar HaCheresh Shenechlat VaCheresh Shechalitza VaCholetzes Min HaKatan Chalitza Sopsula, that if the Katan does Chalitza, it's possible. Umefarish Hasam Cheresh VaCheresh Mishum Zavnei Kriya Ninu VaKatan Mishum De Ish Ksiv BeParsha. The reason a Katan can't do Chalitza is because the Torah says Ish. But wait a second, shouldn't a katan be possible to do chalitza without an exeris hakas of a mish? Because you need kavana for chalitza. Kid can't have kavana. So it says, Yeshom the chalitza, the beis didn't have a kagadol omer al gabav, shemasirin also lasso sushma. Ah, according to my yesod, that a kagadol omer al gabav who's instructing can make it that it is kavana, that even the child can have kavana, so then you understand why it works by chalitza. Because you have a kagadol omer al gabav, the beis din is there, instruct. No one does chalitza on their own. You're doing chalitza in front of a beis din. So the beis din, and no one knows what they're doing by chalitza. It's always with the instructions. You're following the instructions of beis din. So beis din's obviously instructing in that case. If beis din's instructing in that case, then you in fact have a situation of kavana. What's a broader topic that I guess we're just not going to have time to discuss today is the difference between das on the one hand and kavana, and then even different levels of das. Kavana means intention for it. Das may be a higher level than kavana. And within das, you have das for hafla, das for mekach umemkar, das for gittin ukidushin. Okay, but that's a bigger topic. Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up two das towards the bottom of the page.